Hello, I'm Floyd Miller, the host of It's Everything West Texas, and I mean everything. Some of our topics are going to make you laugh, and some will make you cry. I guarantee you all of them will make you think. It is the podcast that highlights people and issues in West Texas. As a neighbor, we want to talk with you. The goal is not necessarily to get agreement, but it is about understanding. Subscribe today and never miss another podcast. Come on. Hello, my name is Floyd Miller, and I am the host of It's Everything West Texas. We have a good program for you today. We in the studio, we have Miss Kenesha Shanahan. Kenesha has a very interesting story. She is an artist. But not only is she creating masterpieces on canvas, her life is a masterpiece. She is creating her life. When I first met her and I talked with her about her life a little bit, she said there were several things that drove her or got her to the point of becoming an artist. She said it was COVID, divorce, and depression. And so those are three big things within itself. And in just a minute, we're going to come back and talk with Kenesha about that. This program is being sponsored today by the West Texas Tribune, real news, local news at westtexastribune.org, and Floyd Miller Investments, helping individuals make wise money decisions at floydmillerinvestments.com. Welcome to the program today, Kenesha.
Thank you. So you're adding an extra letter, Kenika.
Oh, Kenika. Oh, okay. Well, okay. It's Kenika. All right. Well, sometime I mess things up like that, not intentionally, but we're glad to have you here. And first of all, I'd like for you to just tell us a little bit about yourself, whatever you feel comfortable talking about.
Okay, well, thank you, Floyd, for inviting me to be a part of your production today. But I am Kenesha Shanahan. So I am a newly divorced woman of 20 years. So that within itself is several lifetimes that you share with someone. I have a 26-year-old son that lives in the Metroplex. And because of divorce, I came back to Abilene. So Abilene, when we first moved here years ago, felt like home. Even though it wasn't home, Abilene feels that way. Whether you're visiting or just passing through, it feels like home. So during the divorce, and after the divorce, this is where I felt like I needed to be because I have family here and Abilene feels like family, feels like home.
Well, we are glad that Abilene feels like home to you. And I think Abilene feels like home for quite a few people, but we're especially glad that it feels that way for you today. So, divorce, that's a lot within itself. Is that what brought on some of the depression?
Well, depression runs very heavily in my family, more so on my mother's side. We all cope with depression in one way or another. So for me, depression just, I want to be inside. I don't want to be out. I don't want to be around people because you never know when something may trigger you. And so depression causes you to draw away from people and hide the true feelings that you feel inside. So for me, I didn't want to just be completely in the dark. So one night I broke a glass, and of course it sent me into tears. And after crying for a bit, I looked at the glass and was thinking, that was my favorite wine glass. And something just clicked. I picked a glass up and I started creating different pieces on a canvas or gluing it back together, adding gems, paints, pearls. And when it was done, it was beautiful. It was something different, but it came from something ugly.
And you just, after you broke that and you had a good cry about it and everything, somewhere in that process, you picked up a pen and began to draw. Is that what happened?
No, I can't draw at all. I can't draw. If I paint, it's just squigglies. And somehow or another, I see something within those squigglies that brings me comfort. So it's losing something, but it's not a complete loss because I can try to turn it into something beautiful.
So your art is not necessarily with the pen and paper, but you create things other ways. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes. So for an example, I might take a wine glass and say if it's you and your wife's anniversary and y'all had a special date or significant colors, then I would take your wedding date. I would paint the wedding date on the glass. I would add some gems. I would find maybe a poem or a picture or something and make it into a gift basket. And that would be a gift to you guys. So it's a gift of love.
Wow, you know, that's interesting because a couple of years ago, we celebrated our 50th anniversary, and we were cleaning up some stuff the other day, and something broke, just kind of like what you're talking about, and it wasn't anything real expensive. And my daughter was there, and she says, "Dad, we can we could probably glue this back together." And my thoughts were, well, maybe not. Now I do think I put it on the shelf. If it's still on the shelf, I'm going to have to let you have that and see what you might could do with it. Because to me, it was broken. It's broken. I didn't see any future in it. But
yeah, well, and a lot of times it's the sentimental value of something, why you keep something around. Just like a old teddy bear. I have an old teddy bear that my mom gave me when I was a baby. The nose is off, you know, fur is missing, but I still hold on to that bear because it's a sentimental value. Could I glue the nose back on and add stuffing in it? Yes, I could, but I want to keep that in its form, but for some people that may want to display it or just keep it around a little bit longer, then add some glue here, a flower there, a gem here and there, and, you know, it creates something that you can keep around for a little bit longer.
So your art has been it has helped you?
It has. Along with depression, you know, it's different symptoms that you have with depression. Sometimes you sleep all the time. Sometimes you can't sleep and you're just awake. For me, it goes in phases. Sometimes I can't sleep. So when I can't sleep, then I start thinking of everything that's wrong, what I could do better, what I should have did better. And a lot of times that just pushes you deeper down into depression. So for me, I just went to an extra room I had in my house, and I would just sit and add gems onto a glass and just sit and focus on just putting them in the correct place, if it looks good, and kind of just taking your mind off of what's bothering you. But at the same time, having time to kind of clear your mind and think it through. And when I'm done with that project, then I'm tired. I'm ready to go to bed. So therefore, I think I have, you know, conquered depression for that moment.
Okay. And you sell some of these items that you put together for people, or I guess people might bring something.
Yes, I've had clients that will bring me a vase and say, my husband gave me this vase. I wanted to throw it away. What can I do with it? And I'll just ask simple questions like, what's your favorite color? What do you guys enjoy doing? And if I can incorporate that into how I decorate the vase, then that makes it better. Or I'll take a pair of Crocs and decorate it for mom and her daughter. So you have a lot of people that like to dress like their children. So I make it able to where they can wear matching Crocs.
Oh, okay.
Favorite football team, sports team. So I'll try anything.
Well, what have been some of the reactions from people when they brought you an item and you recreated it or repurposed it and gave it back to them? What are some of the reactions that you've seen?
The most priceless reaction that I received was from a group of high school football players. We have a real good friend that coaches a high school in Arlington, Texas, Seguin. And they came from homes that were broken. Two set of twins' father was taken from them in a very unfortunate, tragic accident. So their spirits weren't very high. So I decorated footballs for them. Each football had their last name, it had their jersey numbers, and it had the Seguin's cougar print. And just the reaction that the young men were, they were honored that I had thought of them. So just the joy and the appreciation that you see, it makes it worth it. You know, you have done something as simple as glitter and glue to create something that touches someone to say, this person thought of me, this person appreciates me, this person sees the potential in me.
Talking about the depression a little bit, I'm not a therapist. I don't think you are. But I know that it can be very challenging. It can make life very challenging. So,
very much so.
So if you were speaking to someone that's depressed, I mean, somebody may be hearing this that's depressed and they just don't know if they could make it another day. They just, you know, they're just depressed about a lot of things. What might you be able to say to them? What could you say, or what would you say to them?
For me, and what I have had my mother tell me, close friends, is that they offer their support. They always make sure that I know they're there. But as depression, you tell yourself that it's your problem, it's your issue, and you don't want to tell someone else how you're feeling because you're adding your problems onto theirs. So my advice would be find someone that you can feel vulnerable with, because depression is very ugly. It's misunderstood. It's confused. It's swept under the rug. and I don't feel like it should be. I don't feel like depression should be something you hide, because no matter how many times you tell yourself, oh, you're fine, you have a good car, you have a house, you have money in the bank, but it's still something in your mind that tells you that everything is dark. You have nothing. You have no one. So I would say, find something for you, for just yourself, whether it's painting, adding gems to something, going out talking to kids. Find something to try to take your mind off of what you're feeling. I've also gotten into meditation, just turning everything off, lighting incense, and just sitting, thinking, praying, and just trying to find peace in that moment. Live it moment by moment, day by day, and eventually you'll come out.
You said that find someone that you could be vulnerable to. Now, isn't being vulnerable, isn't that kind of one of the last things that maybe a depressed person would want to be?
It is true. But when you are vulnerable with someone and you tell someone, I am just at the bottom. And most of the time, it's hard to get that out when you're feeling depressed, because you don't want to expose a weak side of you. I know a lot of people see me as a very strong, independent woman, but when you're depressed, you have to add probably 12 more people to get through the day so you can seem to be okay. And when you get home or you get in your personal space, it's just you. You don't have anyone else to pull you out of that. And so sometimes when you're vulnerable to someone, when you get home, something they may have said to you may ring in your ear. So vulnerability for me helps.
So maybe vulnerability is the path to becoming strong again, huh?
I'm hoping so. I have had a lot of people in Abilene that has helped me. Stephanie Prosser, when we met at the art gallery, I was in a dark spot and she called me. She didn't ask. She says, Kanika, I've got a Secret Santa workshop that we're going to put up at the gallery. I need for you to bring your art pieces and display them. That was a light in a dark tunnel that I didn't see.
Well, you know, and that's why you and I are talking today, is because you were vulnerable. When I heard COVID, divorce, and depression, I said, we need to talk with that young lady, because what I sensed or what I believed was, okay, this is a person that's willing to talk about it. It's a person that's probably moving away from that to some degree. That's getting better. That's getting over that. So I really applaud you for being willing to talk about it, because the truth is, everybody has something that they could talk mm-hmm. about.
True.
It would probably make them stronger. So, if someone wanted to get wanted your services, how would they get in contact with you?
Well, I have a Facebook, so you can always look me up. First of all, my name is Kanika, and it's spelled K-N. E-I-K-H-A Shanahan, S-H-A-N-A-H-A-N. You can type that in and it will pull up my personal page. And then my artist page is Love is a Art by Lady K. So, and each word is separated with a period. And I also am working on a website, so that way everyone can find me. You know, social media, they have their rules and their do's and their don'ts, and it's hard to keep up with all of it. So I just want to try to find a place where people can find me if they need it, consult. I'm very honest and open. If I can do the job, I will do it. If I can't do it, I will tell you. I won't waste your time.
Okay, as we're kind of wrapping this up, is there anything that you would like to say that I haven't asked you, or just, you know, just something that's on your mind that you just say, well, I need to say that while I'm here?
For me, I was a mother at 17, so I had my son to push me. I was engaged and married for 20 years, so that pushed me. But during life, I always gave myself to someone else, whether it was my son or my husband. I never really focused on myself, Kanika, as the individual, as the woman. And I feel like if you always have space for yourself outside of husband, wife, daughter, aunt, then you will be okay. I think people sometimes live for the expectation of others. And when you continuously do things for others, you're constantly giving yourself. So when you hit rock bottom, then you start looking around for help. And as everyone knows, when you're down in the pits and you don't have anything, that's a very lonely place. So if you have yourself and you put love into yourself, you try to build yourself up to where you count on you, I think you'll be okay. Yes, it's always good to have family and friends and people that support you. But if you've ever had a dark day, then you know most of it is alone.
Well, I appreciate you being here. I wish you God's speed and that the life before you will just be great.
Thank you. I hope so too. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity and the platform to vent and give that.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you for it.
It's Everything West Texas is a production of KACU and is sponsored by the West Texas Tribune and Floyd Miller Investments. Securities and investment advisory services offered through FSC Securities Corporation, member FINRA SIPC. FSC is separately owned and other entities and or marketing names, products or services referenced here are independent of FSC. Floyd Miller can be reached at 3300 South 14th Street, Suite 100 in Abilene, Texas, 325-676-0138. I'm Floyd Miller, your host. Subscribe today.